Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Ya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari.
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari.
Jaya Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Rajadana Ranjana,
Yashoda Nandana
Rajadana Ranjana,
Yashoda Nandana
Rajadana Ranjana, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Damodara Radha, Damodara Radha. Jaya Radha, Damodara Radha, Damodara Radha. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balara, Krishna Balara, Krishna Balara, Jaya Krishna Balara. Jaya Paramita, 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 Jaya Paramita. Jaya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Hari Bha, Shiva, Kripa Gaur Hari Bha, Gaur Hari Bha, Hari Bha, Kripa Gaur Hari Bha, Jaya Guru Bha, Giri Dev, Jaya Jaya Giri Dev,
Jaya Jaya Giri Dev.
शंकराचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिस्ट्रीवाइंगस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिविजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद हिस्ट्रीवाइंगस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की, शिव गोस्वामी की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की, नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कह श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा शिवासिदी गौर भक्तवृंद की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, मथुरा द्वारका धाम की, न्यू रामंदेती धाम की, प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, दुग्ध डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, गंगा माई जमुना माई की, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की, बृहद मृदंगा की, सामवेद भक्तवृंद की, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। Thank you, dear devotees. Thank you for your most valuable time and giving me this opportunity. I pray at the lotus feet of each and every Vaishnava here that please you may empower me to speak and glorify Srimad Bhagavatam in a suitable way. Thank you very much. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस एंड टू सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड वासुदेव। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपालकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। शब श्रोत्र गणेराकरी चरण वंदन ऐसा बे सिद्धांत सुना करी एक मान। आई ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस अंडर द फीट ऑफ ऑल हू हियर और रीड दिस डिस्कोर्स काइंडली हियर विद अटेंशन द कंक्लूजन्स ऑफ ऑल दीज स्टेटमेंट्स। दिस इज फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत। Again, I pray at the lotus feet of each and every one of you present here and on the internet. Yasya rashtre praja sarvas, trasyante sadvi asadvi, tasya matyasya nashyanti, kirtir ayur bhagogati. So we'll do this in call and response and then we'll read the second verse. Yasya rashtre praja sarvas, prayante sadhve asadbhudubhi, tasya matyasya nashyanti, kirtir ayur bhagogati. Vaishnavas, please. Ashe praja sarvas,
prasyante sarvasadhi,
Kishirayupagogati. Vaishnavi,
please.
Yasya rashtre praja sarvas, prasyante sadhvi asadhvi, kishirayupagogati. Oh, God.
Bhagavati.
Isha Rajanam Paro Dharma. Yartanam Arti Nigraha. Ata enem Vadishyami. Bhuta Druham Asattamam. We will read now purport and translation. I just request that I'll be reading few sentences and discussing, because this is a 6 or 7 paragraph long, and so it is very easy to forget what we just read. And so with that, I will read purport. O chaste one, the king's good name, duration of life and good rebirth vanish when all kinds of living beings are terrified by miscreants in his kingdom. So, or maybe I should just do word for word. Please read with me. Yasya, one who is Rashtra, in the state, Praja, living beings, Sarva, one and all, Prasyante, are terrified, Sadvi, O chaste one, Asadvihi, by the miscreants, Tasya, his. Bhaga, Parchan, Gati, good rebirth, Eshaha, Disha, of the kings, Para, superior, Dharma, occupation, Peace, certainly, Arthanam, of the sufferers, Arthi, suffering. This man, Vadishyami, I shall kill, Bhuta, Druham, tormentor of other living beings, Asattamam, the most wretched. O chaste one, the king's good name, Kirti, duration of life and good rebirth vanish when all kinds of living beings are terrified by miscreants in his kingdom. So there's one, king's good name is a very important point here. We see in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, Krishna himself says to Arjuna a few times. In 2.34, he says, Akirtim Chapi Bhutani. So he's saying that people will always speak of your infamy to Arjuna. And for a respectable person, dishonor is worse than death. So king's good fame is a very important consideration. A good king with good fame, the citizens follow very, very easily. Another verse in Bhagavad Gita, if you do not perform your religious duty of fighting, thus you will certainly incur sins by neglecting your duties and thus lose your reputation. Again, akirtim is very, very important for king to have a good reputation. And this one is again repeated in 2.2. In which Krishna says, Kutastva Kashmalam Idam Vishamaya Samupastitam, and then he says, Aswargyam Akirtim Kararjuna. How these impurities have come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. They lead not to higher planets, but to infamy. So these considerations are very important for king. Even Bali Maharaj, when he was doing the he wanted to do the charity, he said there are millions of and gazillions of kings who have lived here, but the person who has a good fame, it's everything is won for him. And I want to be that person, famous for this charity. That consideration is most important than his own life. And Bali Maharaj says, so what if I have to give up my life? So what if I have to get arrested? But this, it's very important consideration for king. And other two considerations in the first sentence are duration of life and good rebirth for a king. So we see that when King Vena did atrocities, his duration of life was reduced. And another one example of bad rebirth could be Prabhupada stating a few times that, you know, Prime Minister in India, he's just like a king of India at that time. So he said that because he supported slaughterhouses and few other things, he started the divorce law. Prabhupada other time stated that he lost us village culture. And then Prabhupada used to say, oh, there's an astrologer who predicted that he has become a dog in Sweden. So this is how a king rules in such a way that low rebirth doesn't happen. Even Prithu Maharaj, who is none other than Parshtil, incarnation of Krishna, he stated the same things in text after text in fourth canto, that for dear citizens, you know, let's please concentrate on Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because when you do this, then the king does not incur the sins. And the king, this way the king's fame and reputation and age, you know, king is blessed and he doesn't take low rebirth. So we see this consideration again and again. Next line is... it is very difficult for me to see from here. Please read with me. It is certainly the prime duty of the kings to subdue first the sufferings of those who suffer. Therefore, I must kill this most wretched man because he is violent against other living beings. So, again, the king's important duty is to reduce the suffering. We see another example of Arjuna going to Dwarka. And he was present in the assembly of where Krishna was present, Ugrasena was present, Krishna's sons and grandson, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, they were present. And a Brahmana came there, and his son was lost again. This had already happened a couple of times before, or to be precise, probably 8 times. And he came and he said, it says in the purport that he had tried to see if he had done any mistake. And when he said that, I have not done any mistakes, so why this is happening? And he berated those people. Can you imagine going to Krishna's assembly, going to Ugrasena Maharaja's assembly to berate them, to scold them? So, but Brahmana's pain was real, his suffering was real. So when Arjuna that time was present in that assembly, and he said, oh Brahmana, I'm a devotee of Lord Shiva, he said. I'm the Gandiva Bodhari. I will reduce your suffering. Brahmana said, Brahmana a little bit made fun of it, but he was later assured. And then the next time, it was time for the Brahmani to give birth. It says that Arjuna went around this. So Arjuna is not even a king, he's just a Kshatriya on behalf of Maharaj Yudhishthira and Krishna's cousin. He's doing this duty. And he put around, it says, arrows and loaded with missiles around the house, so that nobody steals this son. And he was there, and he was doing his duty, and he was very vigilant. And still, the son was born, and he disappeared. And then we all know that Krishna and Arjuna went all the way to see Mahavishnu. The size of this universe, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, is at least 2 billion, covered by many coverings, which add up earth, air, water, fire, each covering on the end 10 times bigger, becomes like 22.222 billion miles. So they went across this Loka Loka mountain. Then it's all darkness, and Krishna's horses were bewildered. And they put Sudarshan Chakra. They didn't come back just for one Brahmana's suffering. They went through the Loka Loka mountain, and then it says that these are like bubbles in the ocean of material world. All these universes, this big. I can't even imagine how it is. And I don't know how much they walked to come to Mahavishnu's palace in the ocean. And then it says that Mahavishnu, then they offered obeisances, and Mahavishnu wanted to see Naran and Narayan. And also this is one of the last chapters of Krishna book, and he wanted to say that, please come back. Please wrap up your earthly pastimes. And so this is how, and then they, all the sons of Brahmana, they brought back, and this is how they reunited. So this is how much important is the suffering of each and every entity to Krishna. Our sufferings too, when we pray, Krishna really, really helps us and protects us. Kshatriya, word Kshatriya is very important. Kshat means to endure, Trayate means to protect from. So the Kshatriya means one who gives you protection from being injured. And then Prabhupada also says in that same purport, it is duty of the government that every citizen, never mind whether human being or animal, he may not be injured by anyone. Are we on the purport, Prabhu? Do you want to go to the purport?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. When there is some disturbance, please read with me if possible. When there is some disturbance caused by wild animals in a village or town, the police or others take action to kill them. Similarly, it is the duty of the government to kill at once bad social elements such as thieves, dacoits, and murderers. The same punishment is also due to animal killers, because the animals of the state are also the praja. Praja means one who gives taken birth in the state, and this includes both men and animals. Any living being who takes birth in a state has the primary right to live under the protection of the king. The jungle animals are also subject to the king. Right to live. So what to speak of domestic animals like the cows and bulls. So do we know example of a murderer who was killed by a king? It just said that if a murderer kills somebody, then the king has to punish him by capital punishment. Any examples come to your mind? So the only example came to my mind was Shyamatanka jewel, remember? Shatadvana, he had stolen Shyamatanka jewel and he had murdered the king Satrajit. And then Krishna went and murdered him. It said that that time Krishna was attending the so-called funeral of Pandavas and he rushed back to Dwarka. He chased this murderer and thief and he killed him. And that Krishna and Balram killed him. Balram also went outside of Dwarka with him. So this is one example. Another example of being somebody stealing and Krishna punishing is Narakasura. Many, many princesses, 16,100 princesses were stolen and then they were punished by death penalty. And we all know that death penalty is very important if performed in the righteous way, because then the killer doesn't suffer. And in next life, it's written in purport that even he may go back to the heavenly planet. So he becomes really cleansed of his sins. And then we also read in another place that one should treat animals such as deer, camels, asses, monkeys, mice, snakes, birds, and flies exactly like one's own son. How little difference there actually is between children and these innocent animals. This is from Canto 7, Chapter 14. So, we give protection to every animal. We try to minimize suffering of each and every person. And this is done when the murderers, dacoits, and murderers also means the people who are killing the animals. Thou shalt not kill is the one of the most important verses, most important commandment. There's one more thing in Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm sorry if I'm going on too many topics, but I felt really inspired by these statements, and I know you're very qualified, so. There's another consideration for which a king should thinks of. In the Lord Ramchandra's canto, it says that a king should try to become Chakravarti or become the emperor. And the emperor, the king who becomes emperor, his main consideration is to reduce the suffering. He doesn't become emperor because he can do Ashwamedh Yajna or because he has money or power. He does that to reduce the suffering. And it says that there are small kings, there may be small kings, but unless an emperor establishes his supremacy, there will be small fights. And in these small fights, the praja will suffer, and there will be different. Also there will be difference of opinions. We see in nowadays government, there's so much suffering because yat mat tat pat. Everybody thinks about something, and they establish their rulings, and thus suffering increases. So it's really good to hear about the Rajarshis, how they set their examples. And then Prabhupada in his humility compares that how spreading of Krishna consciousness, this Yuga Dharma is doing the same. We don't do Ashwamedha Yajnas, but we do Sankirtana Yajnas to spread this movement. He said Ramachandra's brothers, they were sent away to fight because Ramachandra didn't want them to become, I'm rephrasing, lethargic, just to enjoy the association of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and then he compares that this Yuga Dharma is Sankirtan Dharma, and then we also come out of Vrindavan. We don't sit in Vrindavan, and we don't just become Bhajan Anandis. We go out to spread the holy names. For us, that is our most important duty, to reduce the suffering. And go on. Okay, this purport is very, very long. So we'll read the next one. We are at the end. Any living being, Prabhu? Any living being, if he terrifies other living beings, is a most righteous subject, and the king should at once kill such a disturbing element. As the wild animal is killed when it creates disturbances, similarly, any man who creates disturbances and kills or terrifies the jungle animals or other animals must be punished at once. By the law of the Supreme Lord, all living beings, in whatever shape they may be, are the sons of the Lord, and no one has any right to kill other animals, unless it is so, court of natural law. The tiger can kill a lower animal for his subsistence, but a man cannot kill an animal for his subsistence. This is the law of God, who has created the law that a living being subsists on eating another living being, and also living by eating. Therefore, the law is that one should live only by eating specific living beings, as ordained by the law of God. The Ishvara directs that one should live by the direction of the Lord, and not at one's sweet will. And milk ordained by God, and there is no need of animal food, save and except in particular cases. The illusion king or executive head, even though sometimes advertised as a great philosopher, will allow slaughterhouses in the street without knowing that torturing poor animals clears the way to hell. Executive head. The executive head must always be alert to the safety of the prajas, both man and animal, and inquire whether a particular living being people's government or government by people should not allow killing of innocent animals by the sweet will of foolish government men. They must know the courts of God as mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Dr. Parikshit quotes here that according to the courts of God, the irresponsible king or state executive, his good name, duration of life, power and strength, and ultimately is by progressively march towards a better life and salvation after death. Such foolish men do not even believe in the existence of a next life. While commenting on this particular verse, we have in our presence a statement of a great modern politician who has recently died and left his will, which discloses his poor fund of knowledge of the courts of God, mentioned by Maharaja Parikshit. The politician was so ignorant of the courts of God that he writes, "I do not believe in any such ceremonies, and to submit to them, even as a matter of form, would be hypocrisy and an attempt to delude ourselves and others. I have no religious sentiment in the matter." Contrasting these statements of a great politician in the modern age with those of we find a vast difference. Maharaja Parikshit was pious according to the scriptural codes, whereas the modern politician goes by his personal belief and sentiments. Any great man of the material world, after all, is a conditioned soul. He is bound by the hands and feet of the ropes of material nature, and still the foolish conditioned soul thinks of himself whimsical sentiments. The conclusion is that in the time of Maharaja Parikshit, people happy and the animals too, because the executive head was not whimsical or ignorant of God's law. Foolish, faithless creatures, proclaim themselves secular at the cost of valuable human life. The human life is as well, existence of God. Even though they are always bound by the laws of nature, God, by the symptoms of birth, death, Hari Bol. So Prabhupada is pouring his heart into this purport. There is one extremely example, a great letter that Prabhupada wrote. This is a letter to Balwanta Prabhu, in which he said that how these, you know, these slaughterhouses keep on going. So how can we stop it? How can we influence the government? How can we establish Daivi Vadnashram Dharma? And there are many, many beautiful instructions which you can see. So this is the knowledge, and that later to me felt was an application of the knowledge. With your permission, I'd like to read the letter to Raya Rama and Balwanta. First is a letter to Gopal Krishna, New Vrindavan, 5th of June 1969. But just after Mahatma Gandhi's disappearance, his chief disciple Pandit Nehru planned for up-to-date organized cow slaughterhouse. So the politician we just read about in this purport, that who wrote such Prabhupada says he was such an ignorant person about the religion, is the same person. Pandit Nehru planned for up-to-date organized cow slaughterhouse. This also killed cultural heritage of India. So this is our position. If you have understood Krishna consciousness science, then you will try to revive this culture in India. Of course, so long I shall live, I shall give you all assistance. But if you concentrate your energy in a city like Mumbai now, for propagating Krishna consciousness amongst the younger generation, as I am doing here in the Western world, it will be great service to Krishna and to your country. I have already asked you to think of the project. How I cannot suggest any other alternatives. But if you can execute this will of mine, I shall remain ever obliged to you. So Prabhupada is saying to influence big countries is the most important way is book distribution. There was a Russian couple. He used to work in the butcher house in Russia. So some merciful devotees went to his slaughterhouse. They were distributing books outside, and they distributed some books and he distributed, one person. He distributed books and left. The slaughterhouse people, when they saw it was in English, they just tore it because they did not understand English. There's another guy, in the same slaughterhouse, there was another worker. He came out. His clothes were stenched with blood. He was extremely tired. The whole day he was only killing the animals. He came and sat outside, and he saw this one page of Science of Self-Realization book. One page. He read the page top to bottom a couple of times, I think. And then he asked, who gave this book? Who brought this book? And they said, it's down the street, you know, those Krishnas. Immediately, after such a hard day's work, he went there. He sat down for 6 hours, trying to understand the complete philosophy. He went back home. He told his wife, we are stopping this lifestyle. We're joining Hare Krishnas. They had a very best friend couple. He said, the same thing. He said, let's join. And from that day onwards, they joined Hare Krishnas. And very soon afterwards, they were in India, in Srirangam, searching for Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And that's how this devotee tells the story. He has to get one torn page. Yes, can you imagine? So this is the power of book distribution. I'll just take a minute if anybody wants to share any other book distribution story in the slaughterhouse. Also, our own Namamruta's mother, she went to slaughterhouse the other day and she was sharing her realization. She gave the books, and there's another devotee from Germany, Maharathi is his name. He was very proud of carrying these dead animals. He said, "I'm so strong, I can carry a whole, whatever it is, on my back." And saw the Sankirtan party passing through and joined the temple, the same day, I think, Mahavishnu Priya, Prabhu can correct me. And soon afterwards, the Germany temple was attacked. And this Prabhu, very strong due to unfortunate murders, cold-blooded murders, he protected the deities and Srila Prabhupada because he was so strong. So our books are so extremely powerful. Just like I said, Lord Krishna's chariot cut through the Loka mountain, and he sent a Sudarshan disc to give the light. Our books can penetrate through anybody. They say the hearts become really cold-hearted when they witness murders and everything. But our one page of our book, one line, one sentence, can really change the hearts. And Prabhupada said, doesn't say just stop at this book distribution as a solution to all these problems of suffering and perpetual killing that he sees around. In a couple of chapters ago, he writes, it's very difficult for pure devotees to see these slaughterhouses. So the next solution, he, according to Prabhupada, is books, and the second is education. So Prabhupada is very, very keen on educating people. And we see so many projects right now in our lives. And there's a Bhakti Center, which is doing a Rise app and teaching thousands of people. There's Divya's Kitchen. She's very smart. Have you heard of New York, Divya's Kitchen? So this is number one rated restaurant in the whole of New York now, according to many different... They're feeding prasadam. And then she gives cooking classes. And through these cooking classes, hundreds of people are becoming devotees. And she tells me, this one sweet lady, I think her name is Barbara. And she goes, she was just crying one day. She's like, I love you, Divya. I love your philosophy. But I'm so attached to Lord Jesus Christ, I can't leave him. And so she was saying that how many souls come just through how to learn how to make khichdi, they are ultimately coming to Krishna consciousness and chanting and becoming devotees. Another project is Avanti Schools in London. They have 10 schools now. They have a staff of 500 and many, many more students. And they have a subject. It's called yoga, meditation, and ethical religion. And through the subject, you know, they are the vegetarian meals are compulsory. Another project that I know of is, of course, our Bana School, our Alachua Learning Academy. We have so many examples. Anybody wants to share an example before? Of education and teaching people what to do? Any example? Maybe how you learn about Krishna consciousness that is happening in ISKCON. Yes?
You have a Chaupati program.
Oh yeah, that's a good program. Yeah, Eco Village has a university now, and it's a government university. Oxford School. It's a good program. Krishna House, our own Krishna House, is a great program where students just serve lunch and they join Taco Tuesdays and Fun Fridays, I think. And they are becoming more serious about Krishna consciousness. And Janaki was telling me that 7 students have become really regular. Just the semester started 2 months ago? And she has been bringing people. Our Dhruva Maharaj, he does classes online. Mama Drakuti, she did the bhakti on... Yes, Guru?
Bhakti Vedanta Mana. Rasa Mandala Prabhu has been for, I think, 30 years now doing these school programs where schools from all over the place bring their students to the Mana and to learn about Krishna consciousness.
Yes. as part of their religious education class, you know, in the state schools. In fact, even the last time we were there, the whole place was full of students.
To combine, we have now something called World Gita Day. You know, scholarly people, they like Gita. And Mother Gaur Bhakti here loves to distribute books, Sankalpa loves to distribute books. I think everybody hears. At one time, Mother Mukhya said, you scratch a devotee's heart, and you will see an extremely dedicated book distributor there. So, Vaisheshika Prabhu has set the goal for this year, 2.5 million Bhagavad Gitas to be distributed, or equivalent book points, he writes. And when we had just set the goal of Srimad Bhagavatams, of 25,000 Srimad Bhagavatam sets to be distributed throughout the world, we have already crossed it. The last count was 35,500, and a recount, we had to do a recount too, was more than 36,000 sets across the world. So please pray that we finish that, this 2.5 million Bhagavad Gita is coming up. And then after that, he has a very smart program. It's called Bhakti Community. In this Bhakti Community, there are online classes, 60 or 70 of them. You can, if you meet a person, let's say you give him a Bhagavad Gita, at the same time you just tell him, oh, by the way, you know, if this is a little difficult, or if you want to join our online pre-classes, or just give a small donation, you give a book, you tell them about Bhakti Community, they pay a couple of dollars, even a couple of dollar donation is fine, whatever they want to pay, they get a login and password, and then they have 70 presentations, really first class 70 presentations, increasing every day. And they go through it, and you know, you don't have to repeat your instructions, and they become such a nice devotees. And in online classes, so that leads to online classes with a person, there are hundreds of people joining like this. You know, you give a book, and they are getting associated with temples, and they can go to their own area. So we have a Alachua Bhakti Community, or they can go to any center's Bhakti Community. And then the next steps are to make this available in different languages. So Spanish and German and all this. So these are the one of the solutions to all the problems that we just read one after another. Prabhupada also writes that Sankirtana is the answer. And I would just like you to... Does anybody know how Sankirtana can change a big political situation or a big, big suffering situation? I'm just looking for one example.
Chantazi.
Huh? Chantazi. Hariyo. Thank you. Such a nice example. So Chantazi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're having such a nice dialogue, and Prabhupada is calling him my uncle, my dear uncle. So here is the conversation. Prabhu kahe go dukda thao, gabhi to mara mata, vrisha anna upajaya, tato tono pita. The Lord said, you drink cow's milk, therefore the cow is your mother, and the bull produces grains for your maintenance, therefore he is your father. Pita mata khao eba kona dharma, kona bale karatumi e matavi karma. Since the bull and cow are your father and mother, how can you kill and eat them? What kind of religious principle is this? On what strength are you so daring that you commit such sinful activities? And then there is a reply back and forth. He says that, no, but it's written in, you guys also sacrifice the cow, and it's written in the Quran. And Prabhupada said, no, we only sacrifice the cow in very, very rare position when the cow is old, and the Vedic mantras can be immediately chanted and cow is brought back to life. That's the only, and it's exceptional. Even Narad Muni, when he went to King Prachini Barisat, he showed him, you did so many sacrifices, animal sacrifices. There were too many, he said. The purport says, there were too many sacrifices, and those animals are suffering too. So even if you do it right, there's suffering. You should. And then Kazi agreed. And he said, according to Kazi, in between said that there are two ways to advancement. One should enjoy pravritti marga, nivritti marga, and then submit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said no. And even in Quran, he said, there is, you must not kill cow, and this is avadharma. The Vedas clearly enjoin that cows should not be killed. Therefore, every Hindu, whoever he may be, avoids indulging in cow killing. And then Chantazi agreed. And not only he agreed, he said, none of my descendants would harm you. So this is very important again, that if an official or a person in charge chooses something, then many, many generations can follow very easily. And then Prabhupada also writes in the same purport that even in Afghanistan and some Muslim countries, they don't kill cow. They may eat sheep or horse, but at least they don't kill cow. And then another example is Prahlad's example. You know our Bhakta Prahlad? Yeah? So in Russia, there were so many things happening in Russia. And he wrote this song. Mr. Gorbachev, do you know this song, Mr. Gorbachev? Okay, I will read the words first till the song pops up on my YouTube. So the words of this song are, and after that he wrote the song for Reagan too. So the song words are, Mr. Gorbachev, you may say, you want peace and that's okay, but try to see our point of view. The Hare Krishnas want peace too. Please, please let them go. It will just load in a second. So, Sankirtana is another powerful way of changing the masses. And then Prabhupada, then I'll go to... Sorry, it's not coming up. Okay, so I will tell... And then it seems after that Hare Krishnas were freed, and this song really touched me, because we are facing the similar situation in Bangladesh, where our devotees are suffering. So maybe we'll come up with such a thing. I will just like you to say any reflection while I find the song. Any reflection, any questions for this class?
You were mentioning about different ways to educate, and I was wondering, have you ever had people call you back through this motel program, Motel Gita? You didn't mention that, so I was just wondering if you had any encounters where people got a Gita from the motel and contacted, or have you heard of that?
Sure. Thank you so much. So in New Jersey, my dear friend Rasika, Shamarasika Mataji kept books. And the motel owner really didn't want the books. He not one for each room. Okay, keep you on my desk and please leave. We don't want to push our religious propaganda, and I may lose business, and all those concerns that seem valid but are really invalid. So he goes, just 2 days later, there was another guy. He stormed through the hotel, paid the money, got the room, and in his rage, he also picked up Bhagavad Gita, which was outside. He went in his room. He was there to commit suicide. He had rented a room to commit suicide. But he had this book in his hand, so he's like, what the heck, I'll read it. He started reading, and the next morning he came out and he said to the manager, you saved my life. I found this book and I read it. And there's another example of a skating person. He's a skater. He found it in Bhagavad Gita in one of the 5-star hotels in India. And he was so touched, he went to Vrindavan. He has a blog. About 70,000 people see his blog. And he regularly writes about Krishna's, and he found this Gita in a motel. There are a few more examples. Any other questions or reflections? Okay, so this is the song. I hope they also let go Hindu devotees in Bangladesh and let them pray.
So I was thinking about our very own Jayananda Prabhu, that he was also planning on killing himself. His very popular story, he was going to lock himself in his apartment and he wants some paper to set it on fire. So he went and he got the newspapers, and on the front page was Srila Prabhupada having this program, so he decided to let me go and check it out before I commit suicide, and that's the end of it. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that's his life. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a lot more details, but in essence, that's what happened. Wow. That's how he became a devotee.
Thank you, and again in this purport, you would see there were a lot of questions asked about, said about the politicians, and another devotee asked how. How can we say, Prabhupada, that let us preach and do this dharma? So Prabhupada said, what is the politician's propaganda? They are saying, in God we trust. Okay. So he said, you attack that line. He said, they are saying, in God we trust. Who is God? Tell us scientifically who is God. How do you show that we trust in God? He said, and God means father of all living beings, anything living or moving and stuff. So. And they may say, just like Chantaj's dialogue, there's a dialogue between famous Cardinal Danilu and the Prabhupada, and he says, no, but they don't have soul, Prabhupada, animals don't have soul. And Prabhupada says, what kind of civilization is this, where cow is killed and a dog is worshipped? And he goes, they don't have developed consciousness. So he said, if a child is born and he's deaf and dumb or he doesn't have consciousness, do you kill him? You don't. Every animal, thou shalt not kill, is the commandment. Elsewhere, Prabhupada writes that in Jesus Christ, he established this Christianity because there was killing in the Jewish temples or whatever it was, to avoid the sacrifice. Yeah, he one time produced the fish in the Sea of Galilee. But it doesn't say Jesus Christ ate it, or it was only when the food was extremely scarce. And then this cardinal did not agree. And so after that, there was this conversation. And Prabhupada said that you must tell them who is God scientifically. He's our Supreme Father. And who are His all creatures, we must not kill them. And he said, prove to them that how do we show the trust in God is to by bringing a government that's extremely happy, the people are extremely happy and not suffering. And that is only possible when you stop these slaughterhouses. Jesus Christ didn't have the slaughterhouses in back of his house. Or this is the worst thing that can happen to humanity. To kill a cow is to end civilization. So what to speak of the slaughterhouses? So Prabhupada really went back on this important point, important propaganda, that we must not kill cows and we must stop this slaughterhouses, and politicians should take to this. He said, yes, politicians are getting money from the slaughterhouses, but we must give them books, we must give them education. One time the BTG article had come, and the BTG article said, that had shown a picture of cow being killed, and it was a little ghastly and scarily. So Prabhupada said on that our BTG should not produce this. I mean, this was done only once. That should be so our main objective is that BTG must be pursued in this light of in this line of action. Everyone who is not a Krishna conscious person is a butcher. Even the so-called pious man, who is not a Krishna conscious, he is also a butcher. Because he is killing his own self. So in our view, everyone is butcher and everyone is thief also. Because he is enjoying Krishna's property. So how we can discriminate who is honest and dishonest? And who is butcher and who is not a butcher? So our only test is how one is taken to Krishna consciousness. Even a so-called butcher comes, we welcome to chant Hare Krishna. And with that, I'll take your permission. Any last comment, any questions? No? Okay, thank you so much for your kind attention and encouragement. Please forgive any offenses. All the best to Srila Prabhupada.